Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization,
no.
or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, Other?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
46.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't really know, but I guess the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Access and cost of health care, taxes, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, K-12 education, the economy and jobs, abortion, climate and the environment, local growth and development, crime and safety and public safety, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
Cheaper prescriptions and better for the law.
Okay, thank you. If the election of Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably vote for Republican.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I don't really know.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I don't really know about that either.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Patrice Driscoll.
Never heard of.
Thank you. Rico Smith.
Never heard of.
Thank you. If election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, Patrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate.
Republican.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Thank you. All other things being equal, Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community, or second option, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
The first one.
Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed.
Thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels. And property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increased. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? Option one, the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee, or second option, President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.
I think the Joe Biden thing. We shouldn't have him.
Thank you. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? First one, a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results. Or second option, a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver. First, okay. Thank you. Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Option one, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Second option, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or the third option, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthened my support for him.
That was crazy that it was shot at, and I support Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Democratic Ventrius Driscoll, an African-American woman who has born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing jobs and accelerate economic recovery for all Floridians, or the second one. The second one is this. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that... Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, which make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House or Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
I don't have any clue who that is.
Thank you. Rico Smith believes rising property insurance cost is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Yes, I think it should be lowered.
Sorry?
I think property, I don't know, should be lowered.
Okay. And about these next statements, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith? This is a statement. Rico Smith supports effort to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership.
I don't have any clue who that is, so I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you. And Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generation is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can be the tool. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.